Sorry it's been a long time. Some crazy things have been going on. But welcome to episode number 17 of my awesome Lego / Life podcast called Built Bricks. And I am back from a long break, mostly because I've been having a really hard schedule. There's been a lot going on. We've been preparing for, you know, events and Halloween, and it's just been a lot. And I've only been able to, like, you know, do certain stuff. Like, I've only been able to record certain videos, or videos take certain times. And mostly, I usually get videos and podcast episodes done, but lately, it's just been really hard. And I'm back. I'm coming back, and I hope to be back now every week. Not every week. I mean, the weeks where I can be available for Built Bricks, and I'm just so excited because I'm back, and you probably want to know what I've been up to, right? Before I get into this podcast episode, but first, let me tell you what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to be talking about why I have been gone, a little more detail based on one of the videos that are going to be releasing this week. I think it has already been released. I don't know. I mean, future me, I bet this has already been released, or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I'm going to be talking more about my Childhood Cancer Foundation and more about what I'm doing there. And I'm also going to be talking about some rumors, some awesome, like, you know, Lego news and Lego details and, you know, all that stuff that the Lego fans are here for. And lastly, I'm going to talk about the brand new, oh gosh, I'm so excited for this, the iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 mini, iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 Pro, the iPhone 13 Pro Max. I'm also going to be talking about, sort of comparing it to the iPhone 12 Pro Max, just right here. Whew. I'm going to give it a minute to, like, you know, set up and everything. Why is this going on my screen? Okay, so I record this episode on Photo Booth on my MacBook. Right now, it's my MacBook. But I usually do it on my Mac desktop. So now, it's like Photo Booth is on here. And hopefully this is not for you guys. Just hopefully not. But it is currently just going a little crazy right now. But I'm gonna pause and then continue this episode and just gonna see if there's any problems, cause I want this to be the best experience for you guys. So I'll be right back. Okay, I checked. I guess the problem that was happening to me on screen was actually happening recording right now. So hopefully that problem does not happen again. I'm sorry for those video watchers, but I bet most of you guys are not watching right now. You guys are probably listening on wherever this podcast is available. yeah, if you are listening and you're like, I would probably want it better if it were on this podcast provider, email me. But there are tons of podcast providers that I'm already with. THs, they're hard. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all those three mains I'm definitely on. Of course, we go into the smaller ones. I'm on Podbean. I'm on Anchor. I'm not sure I'm on SoundCloud. I might be on iHeartRadio. But there's tons of podcast providers that I'm on. And if you want to see that whole entire list of podcast providers, you can go to anchor.fm/builtbrickspodcast. And on there will be tons of good stuff there. And so let me tell you about why have I been disappearing? Okay, so most of it is family. Of course, I think you guys know that I have two brothers. You guys know Ants. He was originally with me on Brick Mania, but then he went to start his own separate individual channel, which he is now part of, but I still love him. I still appear on the channel. He still appears on here, too. You know, I have him. He's a toughie. And then I have Ryan, who is the little small one. The baby one. He's 4 years old. Anthony's 8, in case you guys are wondering. But there's just tons of stuff that has been going on. And like, you know, a couple of days ago. Okay, so I should probably tell you this if you guys don't know already. I'm just sort of just getting these bricks and separating them because I am in the home of my city. So if you hear any clicks or snaps, it's just me breaking apart pieces because I need to use these pieces for future stuff. But as I was saying, yesterday it is a fun event that we were supposed to do actually last year, but we didn't. We end up not doing it, so we sort of made up for it. It's basically where our parents say yes for us for 24 hours. And I'm going to put that on my new channel, which is going to be called Zach, or Zach Attack. I think Zach Attack will be better than Zach. There, I'm just going to post challenge videos. It's not going to be a consistent channel. Brick Mania is a consistent channel. If I sort of have to switch channels where this isn't a consistent channel, but that one is, I'll change. It just matters of what the audience likes. But hopefully, I don't go away from you guys. I mean, you guys are awesome. But we did tons of fun stuff. We went to a movie theater, but of course we did that on a Friday, and you know, Friday is usually the day where I'm editing, where I'm getting things set up, or even a video is released on that day. But I had to end up editing the next morning, so the videos had to, oh my gosh, my earbud, the videos end up having to go literally on Sunday and Monday, and that was the modular video and the thoughts video. The thoughts video was a very good video. It was more of if you are going to buy these sets, but you feel like you're being pushed to buy them, or you're not even sure if you really want these sets, that video sort of, you know, crushes that and sort of changes how you think about these Lego sets. And I'm going to hopefully do more videos like that later on. But as I was saying, it was just those type of videos. I had tons of Brick Rodeo, and I was just getting tons of stuff done, guys. You know, I'm not only just doing Brick Mania. I have school. I'm homeschooled, thankfully, so I have tons of time to, you know, do this stuff. But I'm also the CEO of my own film studio. I'm also an actor. I'm also a violinist. I'm also a author. I'm also a cartoonist. I'm all types of these stuff. But I'm also a Lego YouTuber. So I have to put some things aside, you know, to make way for some more stuff. And lately, that's just been the reason why I haven't done Built Bricks. And I feel sad because Built Bricks is usually where most of my audience is. I mean, I'm hearing you guys. I'm seeing you guys listening from, like, all over the world. And that just warms my heart, just knowing that there's an audience actually listening to Built Bricks. And I just feel, I should probably say I'm sorry, because it's more of my fault, but hopefully I'll do more Built Bricks in the future. I know there's tons of more stuff coming, for sure, you guys. So, got that out off my chest. Okay. Okay, so got all these bricks separated. I'm taking apart some of my Lego City buildings because we are modularizing everything here. So now I think we should continue on to the next subject. Guys, I was so horrified. I was frozen, and usually that's pretty bad. But anyways, as I was talking, I'm going to sort of talk about I am going to be talking about my cancer foundation. Yeah, I also have a cancer foundation. You're probably like, Zach, you literally have everything. I know. And so recently I've been doing a lot more with childhood cancer. You guys have seen earlier in like a couple of videos, I've given pencil boxes full of Lego to kids with going through chemo treatment because they have childhood cancer, and I did that. And I really liked that. That was really fun to do, and hopefully I get to do more stuff like that in the future. But recently, I've been working on Starts Above Foundation, which is the name of my foundation. Actually, we have a Facebook page you can go to, so search up at Starts Above Foundation, or I bet you can go to facebook.com/StartsAboveFoundation. I'm actually going to check and see if that's real. Facebook.com/StartsAboveFoundation. Okay, let's see. It's loading. Yeah, I think it goes. It goes there. It goes straight to there. That's great. Wow. Okay, this is great. We got some. It loads to there. So, if you guys are wanting to check out my Stars Above Foundation, you can go to www.facebook.com/StarsAboveFoundation. So yeah, as I was saying, we are doing a lot more with this type of stuff. As you can see, I'm literally breaking apart everything right now. Don't worry, you are going to be changed into something good. But I've been doing a lot. It's in the workings of actually becoming a 501c3 foundation. So it actually is a nonprofit organization, and I'm just really really excited about that because that means we can do a lot more with Stars Above Foundation, and we can just do tons, and I just can't wait to donate and help people just do all this great stuff. And also, we are doing a walk actually today, later on today, that I'm going to do on my Instagram Live. Yes, I have an Instagram. It's my acting Instagram, and that's storyteller_ZacharyComanero. You can go check that out too at instagram.com/storyteller_ZacharyComanero. And we're doing a walk since it's September, Childhood Cancer Month. And it's around the time that Cure Fest is happening. And if you're wondering what Cure Fest is, it's a march in Washington, D.C. that I did when I was very little, 5 years old, I think. And basically, what they are protesting for is so that the government can give more than 4% of money going into childhood cancer, into finding a cure or a treatment or something that could help. And when I was there, I was 5 years old when I did this. I hope you guys know that. I think it was more for 4%. I think they've done more than that. But I think they did some research. They did something, but they haven't given us that research yet. They haven't given us the what has happened from the research, making us wonder, did they even use that money? So I bet that if we really just try together and work together, we can do tons of great stuff with our money and research to help find a cure. Because if they can find a cure for COVID-19, if they can find a cure for the pandemic, they can probably do that for cancer, right? That's just what makes me heartbroken. And that's sort of what Stars Above Foundation does. We spotlight other networks and organizations and help them. So if you want to check out Stars Above, I told you my Facebook page. You can skip back. But I'll tell you again, www.facebook.com/StarsAboveFoundation. Yeah. So we are doing tons of that. I sort of want to move this along because my battery's getting low. I could probably get the charger, but don't really want to do that. Let's talk about some rumored Lego sets, you guys. For the Lego fans that are here, it's your time to shine. Okay. Wow. So I'm subscribed to this newsletter on like this email newsletter that I just love. And it is called Brick Fanatics. If you guys have probably heard of them, they're a really good blog site. But I like getting their emails because they tell me tons of great information and I just love it. So let's hear what they have to say because I think most of my stuff is going to be here. It's going to be called, the article of this email is going to be called Every New LEGO Set in 2022. It has been a big day for LEGO 2022 news. From Star Wars to Marvel to Speed Champions and Minecraft, price comparison site BrickMerge.de has published product numbers, set names, and prices of dozens of new LEGO sets, while the rumor community on Instagram has also come through with plenty of new info. Here's our handy overview of everything reported coming our way this year. So let me read it off. We're going. That rumor new Jabba's Palace may be based on the Book of Boba Fett, which is a brand new Disney Plus TV show, Star Wars, that's coming around December. While two more original trilogies, that means Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and I forgot the third movie, are on the cards for 2022. Next, we have Lego Marvel. The Spider-Man, the MCU, and even a return to comic-based sets are all in Lego Marvel's future. And I've actually heard about this news a couple of times from some locals. Locals, more actually called the YouTubes. Well, along with a range of 4+ dingy Disney Junior models. That makes sense if they make Spider-Man sets. Grab your racing shoes. The latest list of the LEGO Technic 2022 sets include a Shelby Cobra, a former E-car, and a Batmobile. Oh boy, guys, a Batmobile and Technic. That would be pretty cool. And speaking of cars, surprise! A new Creator Expert vehicle is said to be launching in 2022. But you didn't need us to tell you that. The next thing here we have is something I've actually already known before this article. 2022 will apparently bring us four new collectible series. The last time it happened was with 2016's German football team. Okay, I'm excited because that means we're getting four new collectible minifigure series next year. That's great. Hopefully there's some good minifigures. We are supposedly getting six sets based on Jurassic World Dominion, along with either two or four more non-movie dinosaur sets. Roarsome. I'm not really a big Jurassic World slash Park fan, but hey. Ready for a full wave of LEGO video game sets? Yes! Super Mario right here, you guys. I love LEGO video game sets. Rumors say up to 11 different sets may be coming under the LEGO gaming banner. Yes! Yes. That's what I'm talking about, guys. LEGO gaming sets. Brickmerge has published first four Speed Champion sets. What we may not have to wait until June next year. It's a me, the return of LEGO Super Mario in 2022. The first list of sets suggests that we may see another series of character packs. Okay. Next year technically marks the 10th anniversary of LEGO of the first Minecraft set. Yay! Oh my gosh, I love LEGO Minecraft, you guys. Actually, next week is going to be LEGO Minecraft week. It's good. I'm going to be doing 1.17 Minecraft builds. I'm going to be doing mosaics. It's going to be a big Minecraft week. So, what? But it doesn't sound like the LEGO group is interested in celebrating. Okay. LEGO City is apparently heading off on another mission to the moon because there's going to be a space sub-theme. There's going to be more flowers. There's going to be friends, and you know that stuff. They're just friends, you know, Disney Princess. I'm not sure. I really like that stuff. But that is some great stuff coming next year. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm also feeling really mad. I hope that Lego Minecraft doesn't do that. That'd be heartbreaking. Next, I think lastly, before my Mac dies, I'm going to be talking about iPhone 13. This is the iPhone 12 Pro Max, but I'm just acting like this is the iPhone 13. Okay, you guys, there's not actually a phone. The iPhone 13, it's just a box. It's just a box. Gotcha. The iPhone 13, I have been really, really excited about since I'm a filmmaker. The iPhone 13, the cinematic mode is really what I'm excited about. The low light resolution and everything. I'm not really so hyped up about the Ceramic Shield. The battery power, sure, I like that. But the waterproof, I mean, I guess they have that with the iPhone 12. But I think what everybody's just excited about is mainly the camera features. And I'm just really excited about that. And I'm not really going to say much about iPhone 13 because there's not really much to say. There's not really that huge of an update. But I really do like it. So that leads us to the end of this Built Bricks episode. Thank you guys so much for watching, joining me again. I'm sorry, you guys. I love you. Bye.